Hey, what's going on, my friends? It's Dave Sharp. Welcome to Wake Up Legendary. And you guessed it, yet another amazing guest this morning. I don't know how you all keep doing it. The best community ever. She's a former nurse. She's going to talk about how she's been growing her following here on the show this morning. As always, all of our guests are, you know, simply customers of our curriculum, and here to share their experience about going through our program, learning these skills, launching their business, and becoming a leader in their own right. And so with that being said, please help me welcome to the Wake Up Legendary morning stage, Catherine. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. You're so welcome. Where are you calling in from?
Cleveland, Ohio. Area.
Cleveland. Very nice. Very nice. And so, Catherine, thanks for being on this morning. It's my pleasure. Tell us, what was the motivation for you wanting to start an online business in the first place?
Well, I homeschool my four kids. I have two at home still, and that is my full-time job. And so I was doing nursing in addition. And then I was like, I cannot do all this. I need to find something that is a little more flexible around my schedule, that I don't need to constantly leave the house for 12-hour shifts, you know? And so I was looking for something that was a lot more flexible. And then this popped up and I thought, I wonder if I could do that. And I gave it a try.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, that is a full-time job, homeschooling your children. I'm sure I've never done it, but it sounds hard, and it sounds time consuming. And so, you know, talk to us, you must be a time management expert. Talk to us a little bit about how you found the time. How do you, especially when you were going through learning, going through curriculum at first, how did you set aside the time, follow through? You know, so many people buy things and don't actually even open them and go through them. And what light bulbs went off that kept you interesting or interested?
Well, I'm going to be really honest. You guys had me at so when I started, it was still the 15-day challenge. And you guys had me at day four. Like when I saw that this wasn't just a curriculum that taught you how to do affiliate marketing, it also worked on mindset. Like that was like, okay, now this is the whole package because I need to know how to do this. But I'm a big fan of, at the time it was Robert Kiyosaki that you guys talked about. And I actually made my kids read his books as part of their curriculum because I felt like this is something that's not taught. So when I saw that you like looked at the whole person, not just like you need to know how to do this, but you also realized the importance of mindset. I was like, oh no, this is what I need to do. Now, as far as time management, yeah, I have to be pretty strict with my time. I get up at 5. I'm not one of those that, you know, you see people say, I love my slow mornings and this is so great. That's not me. I have to be very disciplined with my time and I'm okay with that. Like that's not a problem for me. And I'm glad that I'm able to do this with, you know, it fits in. The curriculum was very hard to go through at the beginning, but I knew it was like not forever. I knew it was just, you know, get it done and then I can move on with my life.
Yeah. Great perspective. You're right. And it, just like school or anything else that you, the reason why so many people, you know, consume their entire education is because they're forced to sit there and listen to what the teacher has to say. And then unfortunately, when we're left to our own devices, even as adults, our attention span gets a little thinner than we realized, you know, and we have a hard time following through. Yeah. And so congrats on that. What was it like when you were ready to launch and actually put the rubber to the road? Speaking of Robert Kiyosaki and the mindset pieces, what limiting beliefs popped up for you? What were some of the hurdles that stood in the way of you actually going and making this real?
I had some real hurdles at the very beginning because in the middle of meeting with my business plan advisor, I found out that my family is from Guatemala, and I found out that my aunt was very, very ill, and I had to go for a month to Guatemala to help take care of her. And Guatemala has internet, but my aunt's house did not have internet. So I was like, oh no, I just did this. And so I was like a month delayed with that. And while I was there, I found out another family member here back home was sick. And so when I came home, I was helping them with that. So I thought, when am I ever going to start? I hope I don't lose this motivation, you know? And so I had a lot of hurdles at the beginning. So I believe I purchased the blueprints in August probably. And I wasn't even able to start until like launch the business until the middle of October, but it worked. I made it work and I did as much as I could, the best I could. And so, yeah, there were challenges for sure. But I kept on saying to myself, look, this is the whole reason that I'm looking for something like this. So I can still help people. I don't have to say, I'm sorry, I have to work my 12-hour shift. Either I find someone to cover it for me or you're on your own. No, I want to be that person that's there for my people, that's able to help. I mean, like, I'm a nurse, right? I have that heart. But at the same time, what am I going to say? Sorry, I have to take care of someone else, not you, my family, you know?
Yeah. Very, very much so. Great point. And keeping the main thing, the main reason why you were interested in something in the first place, anything, doesn't matter what you're doing, is it's a great motivation. It's a great way to stay focused, because so often when we get into doing whatever the action steps are, they are hard, no matter what it is. No matter what we're trying to accomplish, skill we're trying to develop, certification, degree, job we're trying to get good at, it's going to be hard. But going back to remembering why we did it in the first place, some of you may need to write that down. Some of you may need to have a vision board. That's one of the reasons why vision boards became popular, so you can look at and be reminded of what you're working for every single day. Others, it may be able to be maybe staring at you every day if you're going into a job that you hate or something of that nature. With you, it happened to be these family situations where you were constantly reminded, this is why I'm doing this, so I can spend time with these people and you know, not have to be away, like you said, at a 12-hour shift. That's great perspective. So you know, what was it like for you, as a nurse, you're very face-to-face, you're very person-to-person. Sounds like the rest of your life is like that as well. What was it like for you to get on video?
It was a challenge, because I am definitely the person, if there's a group photo, I will be in the back. I never want to get my picture taken. I never want to, it's just, so when I thought about the thing of like making reels, and I thought, can I do this? But like you're saying, my why was I have to do this, because otherwise, what's my other option? I have to go back to 12-hour shifts. No, I'm not doing that. I just am not. I have to at least try and see if I can do this. And like, no, my first reels looked terrible. And I looked, they turned out terrible. And that's okay. I'm better at it now. But I had to laugh, because I thought, well, I can be on Instagram, I can hide. Nobody even has to know that it's me, right? And I am not good with technology. I knew, like, I hadn't even posted on, I was a consumer. I was never a producer. I hadn't posted on Facebook since like 2011. Literally, I didn't know what I was doing, okay? And so on Instagram, I thought, okay, I'm gonna just post on Instagram. No big deal, nobody will find me. And I didn't know that, like, if you post on Instagram, it automatically posts on Facebook. Unless you turn that off, like now I know. But so, and because I never posted on Facebook, I had 1,000 friends on Facebook, and all these people are like texting me like, is this really you? I know you're not on Facebook. And all of a sudden I see these videos, and this was like a month into it. And I'm like, oh no. I was so like, oh, just horrified. Because like on Instagram, my first video got like 80 views. On Facebook, my first video, which was terrible, got over 1,000 views, because like almost all my friends saw it. And I'm like, oh my gosh. But it turned out to be a blessing in disguise, because actually on Instagram, I'm not really, it hasn't taken off. I don't have like a huge Instagram following. On Facebook, it totally has. And I don't know why, but that's okay, right? So it's like a happy mistake. Go with it. And you know, now all my friends are actually like supporting me, wanting to know more about it. And it made me realize how much there really is a need. Like, so many people want a second stream of income or some sort of something coming in on the side. And I was like, wow, there really is a real need for this, even out of my own friends that we never talk about it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. I mean, if that's there's a need for so many things. You realize that once you have a message that targets the right people, it doesn't matter what niche you're in. If you have a message that pokes at their pains, that relates to their struggles, people respond. I mean, there's 8 billion people in this world. Certainly, I've been in the online marketing or wealth business niche for 13 years. And no matter what the economy looked like, no matter if things were up, down, stock market, up, down, jobs, up, down, president, left, right, people have always, this niche has always been on fire. It's always been active, responsive. There's never been a bad season. Because when people are doing great, they've got expendable income. They want more. When people are not doing great and the economy's not doing great, they want more. When people are locked in their homes because there's a pandemic, they can't go to their jobs and they're deemed non-essential, they want more, right? Yeah. And, you know, what we do here at Legendary is try to help people develop the skills, not just a flash in the pan, you know, business opportunity or something that is hot today and not tomorrow, but develop the skills that they can have to empower themselves in the future, to have their own business, to create their own income, to have more stability, security, financial freedom. What have you learned about yourself throughout this process, and has this contributed to additional feelings of security or confidence?
Well, yes and no. It's so funny. So my husband and I have had 3 businesses, and we've actually lost 3 businesses. Okay. So this is my 4th, and this one's all mine. The other 3 we've done together. Mm. And you know, it's hard when you lose everything 3 times. It's hard. But I did it, and I did it fine. This business, man, I'm like this kind of a person emotionally. I'm not like super high, super low. I'm like the person you probably want in like a stressful situation. I can handle it. But this business, I have had highs emotionally. I have had lows emotionally. I'm like, is this what it feels like to be a girl? Like, because I just can't believe the highs and lows that I've experienced. But I keep on saying to myself, like, no, if everybody else is doing this, you can too. Stick with it. You can do this. You can do this. It really has been a mindset thing. I've had to listen to your recordings that are on the blueprint about the mindset, because it's such a thing that like I've never experienced before, but I'm definitely like, I'm in this for the long haul. I have to see this, you know, I have to see this work.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, most people, you know, experience, that's my experience. It's been my experience for 13 years. Ironically, you know, when I think back to my jobs, I actually had similar feelings as well. It's not like having a job was a perfectly peaceful, not stressful, endeavor. Right. You know, I was often stressed about not having enough money or doing a job that I didn't like or working for somebody. Oftentimes that was my father that I didn't like. A business being the ultimate one who's responsible for it certainly adds a different layer of new stress. But what comes up for me when I hear you say that is sort of choosing your stress, choosing your heart, you know,
exactly,
you know, because everything exactly in life, it. You know, everything in life is hard, you know, having a job is hard, owning a business is hard. I mean, in my, short 40 years on this planet, I've not really encountered anything that's easy. So through the hard, through the up, through the down, through the all around, What is keeping you focused? What is keeping you there? When is it that you realize you're choosing your heart? Is it something that, do you remember your, I mean, I guess we go back to what you're doing this for, but so often people do give up. What's keeping you from giving up?
Huh. Well, okay. This is where my story is not for everyone, but for the people that it is for, they're totally going to relate. I could see like a year ago, well, over a little over a year ago, that this, like, we needed to do something about our financial situation, or I was going to have to go back to 12-hour shifts, and I was not willing. I just wasn't willing because my kids are too busy. I'm constantly taking them to practice, to games, to, you know, who's going to do that? I'm going to find rides. That's what I used to do. I used to find rides all the time. That was just as stressful, right? So I sat there and I prayed for 4 months, and I, from January of 2023 till Easter, whenever that was, April, I fasted and I prayed, and I was like, I need a solution. What is going to be the solution? And it wasn't until August when I saw Brooke Burrow, and I didn't follow her. I wasn't even looking for ways to make money online. I wasn't even, like, I was just consuming, right? And I don't know if it was an ad or if she just happened to come on my Instagram, but I saw her and I just instantly knew, like, this is the answer. This is the answer that I was looking for. And I actually was driving. I had to pick up my husband. And I had to go meet him somewhere, and I never do this, but I actually was like, if I don't do this right now, I'm never going to find this person again. I don't even know who this person is, you know? So I'm like, I bought the course, and I'm like driving, putting in my credit card numbers and stuff. I'm like, this is so unsafe. I never do this, because I am like a model for my kids. You know what I mean? I'm like, don't, if they were in the car, I'm like, this is so bad. So anyways, like, I just, because I knew that this was what it was for me, like, I constantly have to remind myself. I literally had exactly enough money in my, like, I, another little side hustle that I was doing was flipping furniture. And I had just enough money in this to pay for everything, to pay for the LLC, to pay, like, I literally had enough money for everything. So I constantly have to remind myself, like, this is the answer that you were praying for. So you can't turn back. Like, do you want to be obedient to God and follow in the path that he provided for you? Or do you want to just give up and say it was too hard? Mm. No, I'm going to be obedient. I'm going to be obedient, because, again, it's another thing I'm modeling for my kids, right? Is how to do hard things, just follow because through. It's not easy, right? Yeah. You can do hard things. I can get in front of a camera and take a silly video of myself and post it and help other people to provide answers that I myself was looking for, you know?
Yeah.
So follow, I just constantly follow. Have to remember, this is the answer you prayed for. This is the answer you prayed for. That's what I keep on reminding myself when it gets hard. Do you want to be obedient? Do you want to show your kids that you can be obedient, that you can do hard things? Or do you want to give up because it's hard?
God, and that, I mean, what you're talking about, what I'm hearing are just timeless, good, solid life and business principles, right? It's just follow through. Follow through. I mean, it same thing applies with kids, right? It's like, man, I had these kids. I had this dream. I wanted them. Now they're here. They're really hard.
Really hard.
Really hard, right?
And some are harder than others, right?
what do I do with them? Can I take them back for a refund? Can I, you know, do I give them up? Do I give up on them? You know, and it's like, follow through is key. Follow through is key. You know, remembering what you asked for, prayed for, whatever your belief is. And when it comes, there's an old, you know, metaphor, story, parable, whatever, about, you know, somebody praying for something and or praying for, I think it might have been based around a person lost at sea and praying for God's help or whatever, right? And sending all the different ways in which the you know, to save the person. And he was like, no, God's coming. God's coming. God's coming. And it was like, well, you know, hey, man, you got a helicopter. They found you. You know, or you got a boat. They found you. They're a rat, you know, all these different things. Sometimes we don't recognize the help that's being given to us as what we asked for. And so we deny it, or we, you know, we just give up on it. And it's like, damn, man, you know, I need to go back and I need to look at the drawing boards in terms of my ability to be able to follow through with things that I asked for. I think it's quite a microwave society that we live in nowadays. And so we're constantly starting over with things when they get a little bit hard, because there is so much opportunity, there is so much information. And I think that that's where the information overload comes in with people, and even opportunity overload, because every day we've got a new opportunity in our email inbox. And so it's so hard to follow through with something, because the grass is always greener every morning when we open our inbox, or when we get on social media and somebody else has something sweet and attractive and appealing that sounds easy. And it's like, well, maybe that'll be easier. And it's like, well, actually, that's going to be just as much work, right? Everything worth having is going to be hard and going to require work. What advice would you give yourself if you could go back and talk to yourself as you started, that now you know that you could calmly mentor yourself and give this advice? What would you say?
It's not going to be as easy as everyone made it look, but you can do it. Because I really, because of the way things happened, the way that God answered my prayer, I just expect it to be like an overnight success, right? Because this is what I prayed for months. And then this was the answer. Like, I felt it. I knew this was the answer. And then like, I had a very slow start. And so, I know part of it is that like, if you don't post on social media, if you don't know what you're doing, there's a big learning curve. There's a huge learning curve, and that's okay. There's nothing, it's not wrong. It's not bad. It's just, you have to be aware. So I would definitely tell myself, like, it's going to be hard. It's going to be worth it, and stick with it. Don't get discouraged because, you know, I was one of those people that do not post on social media. So there was a big learning curve. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good for you. I'm glad that you followed through and that you are following through and building your confidence from the ground up, building your skill sets from the ground up. That's, you know, in my experience, where the true confidence and self-esteem comes from, and where true knowledge comes from, you know, the ability to be able to talk intelligently about something and feel intelligent and competent about something comes from actually following through and putting in the work. And therefore, once that happens, results come, right? Results come. Not guaranteed, right? But they come after that happens, not before that happens. So congrats on everything that you're doing. It looks wonderful on you. And everybody is, including myself, is inspired by your journey. And I want to thank you for coming on the show this morning and sharing your story with us.
Thank you. Yeah, my pleasure.
Well, you're so welcome. Come back and see me in the near future and keep us posted on your journey. Okay, Catherine?
Okay, thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
All right, my friends, here's a huge, whoa, my Lord. It just, you know, man, I was so zoned into what she was saying this morning. Just very motivating, very, very true, a great, powerful and simple message to end our week on here about follow through and about, actually embracing what we have asked for and or prayed for, whatever your beliefs are. The grass is not always greener on the other side. It's green wherever you water it. And a business is certainly that. Relationships are certainly that. And so thank you all for the wonderful feedback for Catherine. You guys are always, as always, the best. And I am just so honored and thrilled to be connected with you all here through this community. And we will see you back here on Monday, same place, same time, 10 a.m. Eastern time. for another episode of Wake Up Legendary. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. And we'll see you on Monday. Take care. Get out of here. Peace.